Street racing is fast, dangerous, and against the law. Probably all three account for its growing popularity with young people in California and elsewhere. A movie came out a couple of months ago with a street racing theme, and it was a surprise hit. We know a kid in L.A. with a street racer and a tape recorder. That's him, Vincent Shaw, age 19. Speed, often as fast as he can go. We asked him to send comments about the allure of street racing. We'll hear those in a moment, and afterwards, we'll talk with a cop.
It's early morning. As the air zooms across the rear wing of my green Integra, I turn up the music so loud my mirrors vibrate. Sitting in Megvin, or Mechanical Vincent, as I call the car, the streets become my track. When my friends and I roam around looking for challengers, we lose sight of the dangers. If I get scared of going so fast, I step on the gas pedal even harder. I feel so free. Pressure from school, from home, none of them apply in a race. One time on the freeway, I started racing a white Integra. We hit speeds up to 120 miles per hour, dodging in and around the other cars. The other driver was truly on top of his game. Suddenly, the car in front of me braked. I swerved to the left, straight towards the center divider. I thought I was going to die. I swerved to the right. Another car appeared out of nowhere. Still doing about 90 miles per hour, I finally managed to get my car back in line. Covered with cold sweat, I drove home. The next few days, I started thinking things over. I remembered a red Civic that spun out while we were racing. The look of terror on the driver's face haunted me. I remembered two guys I met in a racing shop who died later. One was sideswiped by a semi, the other hit a wall. I realized I had become a danger to society. Racing through the city streets, running stoplights, cutting people off, I never stopped to consider the risks. I decided that it just wasn't worth it. I was not going to race anymore. But about a week later, as I was driving on an errand, a silver car started pulling ahead of me. Before I knew it, I was going 75 miles per hour on a major street. Then I hesitated. I slowed down my car and turned left, pulling out of the race. It was sickening, but not for the reason you think. It was sickening for me to chicken out like that. I felt I had dishonored myself. I had worked hard on my racing skills, pouring thousands of dollars into modifying my car. I wanted to prove to the world what I could do. So, little by little, I came back to racing. Only now I try to follow a few rules. I never race in a day, never on a freeway, and never on unfamiliar streets. But I realize these restrictions give me a false sense of security, and I end up racing harder and faster than before. Even now, I am growing impatient with my Integra. I dream of something lighter and faster, perhaps a hybrid Civic hatchback, which has so much speed, it is like a coffin on wheels. The sad thing is, the streets are almost the only place to race. There are few legal events where the average person can participate, and the police are cracking down hard on the organized illegal street racing events. Still, street racing is as popular as ever, so people like me will continue to risk lives on city streets. People like me only stop racing one way.
Street racer Vincent Shaw from Los Angeles. He first wrote about street racing for LA Youth magazine.